Bulletproof. The sticker. I don't have any children. I'm not even married, not anymore. But last month, though I was fried from my commute and looking forward to nothing more complicated than the bar, the TV, and the microwave dinner in that order, I made a point of attending the Thursday evening meeting of the Smithstown School Board on an empty stomach, sans alcohol. Why? Because of Melanie Albert's ninth grade biology textbook, or actually the sticker affixed to the cover of it. This is the book with the close-up of the swallowtail butterfly against a field of pure environmental green, standard issue, used in 10,000 schools across the land. And it came to my attention when her father, Dave, and I were unwinding after work at the Granite Grill a week earlier. The Granite is our local watering hole, and it doesn't have much to recommend it beyond the fact that it's there. Its virtues reside mainly in what it doesn't offer, I suppose. No waiters wrestling with their consciences, no chef trying to demonstrate his ability to fuse the Ethiopian and Korean culinary traditions, no music other than the hits of the 80s, piped in through a service that plumbs the deep cuts, so that you get to hear The Clash doing Wrong'em Boyo and David Byrne's Swamp from his days with Talking Heads instead of the same unvarying eternal crap you get on the radio. And it's dimly lighted, very dimly lighted. All you see, really, beyond the shifting colors of the TV, is the soft, backlit glow of the bottles on display behind the bar dissolving into 100 soothing glints of gold and copper. It's relaxing. So relaxing, I found myself drifting off to dreamland right there in the grip of my bar stool, one hand clenched round the stem of the glass, the other bracing up a chin as heavy as all the slag heaps of the earth combined. You could say it's my second home, or maybe my first. We just settled into our stools, my right hand going instinctively to the bowl of artificial bar snacks, while the Mets careened around the bases on the widescreen TV, and Rick, the bartender, stirred and strained my first...